The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, Christian Covington owns the mic as our player reporter.
I'll tell you what, you see me in a fight with a bear, pour some honey on me, baby. Help the bear.
And what made Brian Cushing do this?
You can't say that. No way. No way. That's not out there.
Texans Buzz starts right now. Welcome, everybody, to Texans Buzz. It's our first episode. We are so excited to have you for this brand new show. Very exciting things coming up tonight.
It's very different, DP. We don't talk much football here, but we do talk to the players an awful lot. In fact, kids are going to talk to the players. Do we have a dog talking to the players? No, the dog's going to do something else.
We've got players talking to players.
Players talking to players. A lot of players. You'll get the idea.
Okay, but first, let's get you caught up with what happened this week at Energy Stadium.
It's special. You know, there's a ton of excitement. There's a lot of energy. You can feel it around the city.
You know, I think that the fan base deserves a winner here. A big-time winner.
It feels very good to be back out there. As a football player, you love being out there with your teammates. You love competing. You love this time of the year.
Nah, nothing surprised me about AJ or anybody else for that matter in the locker room. We know he's a hard-working guy, and so he his motivation was to get back as soon as possible, and so he did it.
It looked like they were pretty precocious in the preseason.
Precocious? Aaron, I don't even know what that means.
You know, we got to continue to play well with each other, play hard, play smart, and hopefully carry the momentum from last year and this year, but take it, one game at a time.
It was Revenant style, you versus a bear, who wins?
Me and who?
A bear.
Oh, me and a bear. I'd probably give the upper hand to the bear.
Obviously, JJ was asked about going against a bear because, the Texans are facing the Bears on Sunday. But
I don't think too many people caught on to that during the press conference. The thing is, these are not real Bears the Texans are playing. They're NFL players that are called the Bears. So think about that. And how about the Dylan Panthers shirt? Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. I like that.
All right, can't lose. How about you, Mark, on a deserted island? Would you do well? Could you lose?
No, I would not do well on a deserted island. I need a mini fridge, and it has to be cable ready wherever I go. Otherwise, I'm not going.
I think you are in good company. Christian Covington caught up with some of his teammates and said out of their position group, who would have the hardest time on a deserted island?
DBs, straight on island. Who's going to have the hardest time?
Kevin. He's so soft. He's soft. He's gonna need hair conditioner and all that stuff, man. That dude's gonna need everything.
Kevin, watch out. He's talking trash now.
Well, Farmer's gonna do good.
Yeah. Shout out Nigeria.
Oh, man. I really feel like Dunn's gonna have the hardest time.
Why?
Because Dunn, he gonna get tired. He gonna keep making jokes. We're gonna be tired. And eventually we're going to get tired of his jokes, and then he ain't going to have nobody to talk to. So I feel like, it's going to be hard for him to stand there with nobody to talk to.
Okay, I can respect that. Yeah, you're not around. Okay.
Toughest time on the desert. I'm going to have to go with my dog, Chris Clark, man. I don't know why, shout out to Chris Clark.
Linebackers all straight on the island. Who's going to have the hardest time?
Whitney Merciless.
He's not please tell him.
He's not going to do without his media team. He's going to be lost.
I'm looking right at you, Whitney. Who's going to have the hardest time?
Who's going to have the hardest time?
Who's going to have the hardest time?
On the island.
Who's not going to survive, basically?
I mean, Chris is pretty old, so.
That's two. That's two. Jose. What is your response to that question, Mr. Clark?
I think I'd be pretty good, man. Hey, put me out there. I tell you what, you see me in a fight with a bear, pour some honey on me, baby. Help the bear.
Let me take that back. After that response, I got to respect you. You know, the older you are, the more wisdom you have.
That's a wrap.
How about Chris Clark? He thinks he's getting props from his teammate, but really they're making fun of him for not being able to make it on a deserted island, poor guy.
What's the bear reference on the deserted island? Bears keep coming up in the program tonight for good reason, I guess, but what bear is on a tropical island? I don't know, but it's Texans buzz.
Dip him in honey, Mark, and he'll take his chances any day.
Okay. All right. Good.
Still to come, Brian Cushing plays. Say what?
Music I like.
Countryman Randy Travis. What are you talking about?
Big B.
Waylon.
No, dance, electronic.
And our kid reporters ask the important questions.
Is Bill O'Brien mean?
Stay tuned. College football kicked off this weekend, and lots of players decided to spend their day off from work at work. Well, this was to watch football at NRG Stadium. The Texas Advocate kickoff happened. Oklahoma, University of Houston. Lots of our players were in attendance for the game. Brock Osweiler, DeAndre Hopkins, Tom Savage, the O-lineman Keith Mumphrey, and also Brian Peters. And let's check out what Brian Peters is wearing here just for a second. Yes, that is a Bobby Boucher jersey, as in Bobby Boucher of The Waterboy. So props to him for digging that out of his closet for opening weekend. All right, speaking of opening weekend, J.J. Watt won three bets courtesy of his Badgers because they upset the LSU Tigers. Who are those three bets with? Well, one was none other than Shaquille O'Neal. JJ's brother TJ got his first start as a Badger, and it was at Lambeau Field. And we think this was the bet that Shaquille made with JJ Watt. That hashtag, though, go, hashtag go LSU, I don't think that was Watt approved. The number two loser, Tyrann Mathieu, he had to record himself doing 100 push-ups. So here we go, and note the LSU jersey in the background. And then finally, Patrick Peterson. Also made this bet, cornerback for the Arizona Cardinals. He has to wear Badger gear. He, of course, has no Badger gear, so he tweeted this out. I think, Patrick, that JJ could probably hook you up with some free stuff. All you gotta do is ask. All right, next. Will Fuller was at the Notre Dame-UT game this weekend. His Fighting Irish lost, but he tweeted out this picture. He was at the game. Hey, Will, but don't worry about the loss. Whataburger has you covered. Check out their tweet. No hard feelings. Everybody loves Whataburger, right? It's Texas. All right, next. You know, the rookie talent show happens every year in training camp, and I think it inspired some of our non-rookie players to showcase some of their talents. Charles James, Jonathan Grimes, doing this little duet. I think that Charles James was inspired by a little bit of Outkast. I think Charles James sounds a lot like Andre 3000, and he looks a little bit like him, too. I mean, like, this is what their album cover would probably look like. All right, and now on to another duo that could be competing against them in the Grammy competition. That's going to bring us to our Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Dwayne Brown received a saxophone for his birthday. He hadn't played one in about 7 years, he claims, but he did all right in this video. Him, Vince Wilfork, and Pastor John Gray doing a little bit of Seal, A Kiss from a Rose.
Where you at, Vince?
Nice job by Dwayne picking up the sax. Doesn't look rusty at all. Vince, your guitar playing skills are about as good as mine, which are not really that good. But anyway, if you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see you here next week.
Back here in the Ford studio, and I gotta say, I really like the Like of the Week. Dwayne Brown on the sax. You know, during his radio show last year, he said he did play sax. I'm not saying I didn't believe him, but I'm actually semi-impressed with his playing ability.
Not rusty whatsoever, even though he says it's been 7 years. Vince on guitar. Maybe you and Vince could get a little jam session.
I could give
Mark
Vince guitar lessons. Like, I'm going to tell Vince what to do. Not exactly.
This Like of the Week was tough, though. I've got to say, Charles James singing like Andre 3000. I mean, he kind of had me there with the singing abilities.
He's so talented. You know who is also talented? At least they have potential. Kid reporters asking players the tough questions.
Let's get crazy, guys. You ready? Okay. I love your glasses. Yeah. And your bow tie.
We on air?
Remember it loud.
Do you hate sleeves?
Yes, I do. They hide a lot of important things.
Well, let me ask you first, who's your favorite football player?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow. Okay, that was a quick answer.
What was your favorite cartoon when you were a kid?
Gotta go with the classic Looney Tunes. Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc?
Do you guys know who Steve Young is?
Yeah, we know Steve Young.
What team do you play for?
49ers and the Buccaneers.
How old are you?
9.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
And the weird thing, my little brother is still cute.
That is weird.
He's almost 6.
Well, that's good for him. I'm sure he makes a killing on the playground. That's great.
What would your superhero name be, and what's your power?
Brian Crushing. And I think you can figure that one out.
Okay. What's the big deal about girls?
It depends on what you want them for.
How old should I be when I get my first girlfriend?
How old are you right now?
10.
Oh, 10's not a bad age.
And the oldest cousin I have who's a teenager doesn't act like a teenager at all.
Really? How's she act?
She's just, like, really nice.
Don't hurt me, man. Don't
it's
hurt
not
me.
Not that bad.
All right. I'm going to have to call my mama.
Do you feel like DeAndre Hopkins gets too many passes caught and you need to get some, and you just, like, need to get some attention and you're like, hello, I'm right here.
You know that all the girls think you're cute.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Well, I need to find these girls.
You don't want
to
know.
Yeah, you don't.
I have a girl in my class that has a huge crush on you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how about that? I feel like there's an age gap there.
Pretty weird.
How old do I need to be before I play Mortal Kombat?
You 10 right now? I'm gonna say 11. I feel like you're a good kid. You know.
Is Bill O'Brien mean?
He just gets a little angry sometimes and says some stuff that we wouldn't want you guys to hear.
Like what?
Oh, some very bad words that you don't have to worry about.
I can probably guess.
Nah, you don't have to.
All right, a little bit of an age gap for J.J. Watt and the 10-year-old girls, Mark.
Yes, he made that clear. And how about Brock Osweiler? I mean, we put these guys under some tough circumstances.
And you know what? This is not the last you're going to see of Kid Reporter. This is just a little preview of what you're going to see in Texans Buzz throughout the season. We've got lots more episodes. We really put them on the hot seat. And you know what? Kids can ask pretty much anything. Yeah. And the players will laugh it off. We probably could not get away with some of those same questions.
Not at all. Wait till you see what met the cutting room floor on that segment.
Next on Texans Buzz, Kareem Jackson answers fan questions.
Are eyebrows considered facial hair? I would think so.
Stay tuned. Asking players the tough questions is not an easy task. That's why we enlist the help of someone else to do it.
That's right. You know what? Don't sell yourself short, though. Your deep slant interviews are the stuff of legend. You actually got Brian Cushing to admit that he tans, okay? So I wanted to see if Drew Doherty could top it in our Get to Know You segment.
Time to get to know Brian Cushing, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world when it comes to being mic'd up. So good, in fact, in 2011, that's when he got the belt. He got his head split open and just kept talking.
I look like a psycho. I'm so good at this.
Do you do anything differently when you're mic'd up?
No. Is this part of the interview?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on TV?
You're on TV.
Oh, yeah. No. No, I just, you know what, I try to watch my mouth, but, I mean, football just brings the best out of me. Stay out here for the first series. I'll go out by myself.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Seriously. 1 vs. 11. I like my eyes. It's genuine. It's me. It's exciting. I'm a completely different person off the field. I think a lot of people would probably attest to that.
We bumped into your father one time, and he said right after that video came out, your mom told him who is this?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't really act like that off the field, and I'm not going around headbutting people in my house with my mom around and stuff like that, so.
Really?
Yeah, really. I think it shocked her a little bit. Same thing, she called me and said, who are you? I'm her son, and I told her that.
Part of it was trash talk. Wasn't all trash talk, but in terms of your career, football, who's the best trash talker you've ever encountered?
Maurice Jones-Drew was always really good. I always had a good time playing with him, especially that he went to UCLA.
What would he say?
Just little stuff here and there, whether it be SC joke or when I was a rookie or if they were winning the game, you know, any kind of stuff like that. He was a good player, and he was always got the best out of me, I think, and vice versa. Dogs on three. 1, 2, 3. Dogs.
On three. Sonic boom.
1, 2, 3. Sonic boom. Okay, USA.
Pre-game speeches.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Do you have a Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, love affair?
I do.
What's the deal? Why?
I do. I mean, he's a badass. Can I say that?
Yes.
He's a badass.
That's where Sonic Boom, that one comes from?
Yeah, Sonic Boom.
OK USA.
OK USA, Kumite, Chong Li, all that.
When did you start doing these?
Our brother is 13 years older than me, so it was a little bit before my era. But obviously he caught me up with all the films and movies about him, and I was a big fan of his growing up.
Flawless victory on three. 1, 2, 3. Flawless victory.
We know your thoughts on lattes. We saw that on Hard Knocks. Right. On the girly scale, from lattes to the water that came out of the stands pregame in Cleveland, and I'm talking about this video right here. And before you answer that, what the f***, man?
You can't say that. No way. No way. That's not on there.
Just caught up in the moment. You know, I figured I'd try a different drink from Cleveland. A different drink from Cleveland. What better than the water from the stands in a great city?
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Try that.
Now it's time to play Say What.
Say What?
Sponsored by IW Marks with Kush.
I'll kill this.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep. Gotta catch them all.
Wide receiver.
Pikachu.
Peekaboo.
What are you talking about, man? Pikachu. Catch
them
all.
Pokemon.
Linebacker, 59, before me. Role model.
Merciless.
Captain. No, before me. 59, before me.
Oh, D'Amico Ryans. Yes. D'Amico Ryans.
Okay. Where I went to school. Where I went to college.
USC.
Yes. Ever say UCLA. Cornerback, 25.
Jonathan Joseph.
25.
Kareem Jackson.
Okay. Music I like.
Country music. Randy Travis.
What are you talking? Big Beats.
Waylon.
No. Dance. Electronic.
Oh, EDM.
Yes. Nose tackle. On the nose. The show.
Vince Wilford.
No.
Oh, Sean Cody.
Is he trying to mess this up? My high school. No.
All right, Drew Doherty is great at interviewing, not so great at playing games. Brian Cushing was getting a little bit frustrated there with him.
Are we allowed to show that stuff on television? I mean, that was a little, like, bleeps and duck sounds.
The words
sounds
were bleeped
and,
out. Yeah, they were all bleeped out.
Yeah, they were. And Brian Cushing would never use any bad words. Shame on you, Drew.
Never, especially in a mic'd up segment.
You know, we could try it another way, though. How about fans asking players questions? You want to try that?
We did, and Kareem Jackson has the answers.
From Barry, are eyebrows considered facial hair? I would think so, because it's on your face. I mean, I think that's pretty much self-explanatory. Jan, if bread is square-shaped, why is sandwich meat round? I guess it's just not made for all bread, or some bread. From Joe, if you could be a dinosaur, which would you be and why? Velociraptor. And is that the one that fly? From Katie, what's harder, training camp or taking care of a baby? Wow. I'll say taking care of a baby because for me, training camp is actually not that hard. Changing diapers is definitely a headache for me, especially the blowouts.
I'm still stuck on blowouts, okay? Because I've dealt with a lot of those in my life. And I
real
feel
talk.
Like I'm samurai diaper changer. I can still do it fast.
Yeah, and dinosaurs, maybe we need to give Kareem a little bit of a refresher on dinosaurs, but I like where he was going with the
raptor. Is, he doesn't fly, but he's, you know, he's very nimble.
I think he meant pterodactyl, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Mark, what's been your favorite part of this first episode so far?
I don't know what to pick. There's so much. All right, JJ in the Dylan Panther shirt, Bears dipped in honey, Cushing drinking horrible Cleveland water from the stands, kids asking players questions. I don't know what to pick.
All right, well, speaking of picks, you know, fans are always asking us our predictions for the year. What's even better than that?
An animal doing it. All right, so Blitz picked the Texans. He better. All right, and you notice that he picked the Patriots. Does he know that Jimmy Garoppolo is starting for them?
I don't know. Maybe Blitz knows something that we don't know, but yes. I better not be losing to a dog at the end of the season. That's all I've got to say about that. Well, that's going to do it for us this week, but we'll be here every Saturday night after the late local news right here on Channel 13 with Texans Buzz. We're so excited about the season, and we've got this to get you ready for Sunday's game.
This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. This is what we're looking for.
This 53, this brotherhood right here. Let's go do something great.